The Buddha and the Sahibs, The Men Who Discovered India's Lost Religion, by Charles Allen, read by Sam Dastor. Naught but the topes themselves remain to mock time's ceaseless efforts. Yet they proudly stand, silent and lasting upon their parent rock, and still as cities under magic's wand, till curious Saxons from a distant land unlocked the treasures of 2,000 years. The Bilsa Topes, Anonymous, 1854. Prologue. The Orientalists. On a warm afternoon in February 1997, I sat drinking tea on the lawn of the director's bungalow beside the Archaeological Museum of Taxila in North Pakistan, surrounded by the ruins of 5 ancient cities. Taxila was a satrapy of the Achaemenid Empire of the Persians in the 6th and 5th centuries before the Christian era, BCE. Here, in 326 BCE, Alexander the Great met the exiled Sandrokotos, who then returned to India to overthrow a royal dynasty and establish his own at the great city of Pataliputra beside the Ganges. One generation later, the young prince Ashoka Maurya ruled over Taxila as a viceroy to his father, King Bindusara, son of Sandrokotos, before returning to Pataliputra to establish himself as the first emperor of India and the first to propagate the teachings of Buddhism, the Dharma. After the collapse of the Mauryas, successive waves of invaders from Central Asia descended on Taxila, among them the Kushans, who took control of the new trade route that linked China to the West and became wealthy on the proceeds. Under their great king, Kanishka, who ruled in the second quarter of the second century of the Christian era, CE, Buddhism had prospered. The Chinese Buddhist pilgrim Fa Xian visited Gandhara in the year 400 CE and found the Dharma to be very flourishing here and throughout northern India. However, by the time a second Chinese monk, Sun Yun, arrived in India 120 years later, the scene had changed dramatically. Gandhara had been overrun by the Hunna, or White Huns, and Buddhists were actively persecuted under the warlord Mihirakala. The disposition of this king was cruel and vindictive, and he practiced the most barbarous atrocities. He did not believe in the Dharma and liked to worship demons. When a third Chinese...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?